Next patient hired HOYT Deborah DEBRA, date of birth 6/9/1954. Patient referred by Dr. Scott Vogel. Reason for consultation is evaluation of this patient with chronic methotrexate use. Ulot pus liver injury present. Ulot hepatotoxicity present. Medical history. This 58-year-old lady presents for evaluation of methotrexate-induced hepatotoxicity. According to patient, she's been on methotrexate for multiple years because of psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis. Without methotrexate, patient symptoms exacerbate. Patient has otherwise been doing well on methotrexate. Patient denies any history of nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, denies any history of having jaundice, itching all over the body, denies having any history of edema. Patient in the 15 years ago, patient underwent a liver biopsy, and that time patient was noted to have evidence of methotrexate-induced hepatotoxicity. The biopsy results are not available, but patient has not had any problems since then. On most recent examination, a liver function evaluation revealed normal transaminases, total bilirubin, albumin, and alkaline phosphatase. Patient now is here for further management. Patient also has history of diverticulosis and has recently undergone a colonoscopy, which according to patient was normal and was negative for evidence of colon polyp. Patient now presents here for further management. Patient's past medical histories include history of hypercholesterolemia, depression, asthma, COPD, past allergic rhinitis, sleep apnea. Patient's past surgical histories include appendectomy, laminectomy times 2, C-sections times 2, bilateral shoulder surgery, left-hand carpal tunnel surgery, throat surgery for benign growth, elbow surgery in the past. Personal social history, patient is single, has two children, both have sons and daughters. The son and daughter both have mitral relapse. Patient denies alcohol use. Patient has been a chronic smoker and had been smoking up to 1.5 pack per day. Quit 3 weeks ago. Patient presently is not employed. Her family history. Mother died at 80 from stroke. Father at 65 from heart disease. Patient had 7 sisters who died from different cancers, but no history of colon cancer in the family. Patient's current medications include Spiriva, Pravastatin, Zelp, Bidon, Citalopram, Bupropion, Methotrexate, Vitamin D, Singular, Albuterol, Tramadol, Prednisone. Patient is allergic to penicillin, sulfa, and naproxen. Patient on examination is awake, alert, and oriented, is obese, built. Vitals include a temperature 97.1, heart rate 96, blood pressure 136/88, respiratory rate of 20, weight is 196 pounds, height 5 feet 2, BMI 36. Examination of HENT, normal cephalic, atraumatic, and endeavor clear. Oral mucosa is moist, no ulcers or lesions, neck is supple, no significant lymphadenopathy. Respiratory examination is clear, bilaterally no crepitations or ronchi. Cardiovascular system examination shows S1 and S2 are regular, no murmur. Abdomen shows multiple old healed surgical scars, otherwise non-tender, non-distended bowel sounds are present. Extremity shows no edema. Neurologically, there's no focal nasal deficit. Skin appears normal. Psychologically, patient appears normal. Patient's labs include LFTs, which are within normal limit. Impression, 58-year-old patient on chronic use of methotrexate. Patient gives a history of having abnormal liver biopsy in the past, but yet on physical examination, there's no evidence of direct evidence of decompensated cirrhosis in the form of pleural edema. Also, patient's history does not suggest any evidence of advanced liver damage. However, some of the liver diseases, drug-induced liver diseases, could be progressive, especially if patient's liver biopsy 15 years ago showed evidence of liver damage. There's a possibility of ongoing hepatotoxicity secondary to methotrexate. At this point, recommend obtaining previous biopsy reports for a review. Also, since LFTs are normal, we'll look for any indirect evidence of hepatotoxicity, such as thrombocytopenia, coagulopathy. We'll obtain a CBC and PTINR also. We'll reevaluate. Since patient is obese, patient is at risk for fatty liver disease also. Patient has history of hypercholesterolemia. Patient could be a can could have also have fatty liver disease. Recommend weight loss with diet and exercise. We'll reevaluate patient 6 to 8 weeks. Thank you, Dr. Vogel, for allowing me to participate in this patient's care. I'll keep you informed of the patient's progress and the dictation. Thanks.